Blog Talk Radio.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, yeah, we making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
Little mama got her eyes on me. We gonna have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
We busting champagne corks in the earth. Shaking up the bottle, throwing bubbles everywhere.
Yeah,
all days, party nights, welcome to my world. I'm on the dance floor, stepping with a very freaky girl. Popping champagne like we just won the title. DJ's cutting and going on my finals. Bottle after bottle, drinking like it's no tomorrow. Politicking with a model. Body looking like a bottle.
Wow.
Posing for the pictures like it's for a magazine. Jimmy Choo pumps with the painted on jeans. We gon' make this a night to remember while the record plays. Looking for a secretary, shawty, what's your resume? I'ma play the full court press, she love the way I ball. Rubbing on the waistline and blamed it on the alcohol. I got a star struck, 2 hands up in the back of the VIP playing 2 hand touch.
Yeah. Bottle after bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come.
Champagne, we copping Patron, taking shots of the zone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I ain't drinking dark liquor tonight, all my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight, we get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. Damn, you look good, girl, back that ass up.
Damn.
Step behind the velvet rope and fill your glass up.
Whoa.
Sip a little bubbly with an eligible bachelor.
Yes.
My future looking bright, taking off like NASA.
Yo.
Smoking on homegrown fresh from Nebraska. Left wrist looking like the heart of Alaska.
Yo.
Storybook finished, that's the end of that chapter. Shorty caught in a rapture, in love with a rapper. Show me what you're working with, mommy shaking it fast. Both hands gripping the bottle, I'm doing the dang dash.
Yo.
I'm in the club like 56, getting bit. Shorty want a bad boy like Puffy, but she innocent. Standing on the couch with my shoes on. Whole damn club on fire, getting their groove on. Shorty gunning on me and doing the damn thing. My crew doing the same. Bling, bling, it's a fly guy thing.
Pop the bottle, wrap the bottle, it's on. And I'm gone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
Got the champagne, the copper Patron. Taking shots of the zone.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
I ain't drinking dark liquor tonight. All my liquor is light.
We gon' party till the lights come on.
It's a Kodak moment tonight, and we get right.
We gon' party till the lights come on. After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club. Little mama got her eyes on me. We gon' have on a baby in the VIP.
Let's go.
After 4 or 5 bottles of that bub, we making love like Usher in the club.
Come on.
I'm your old tavern Hollywood. 646-595-4038. Once again, another pause. 646-595-4038. Welcome to Hot Sugar. Celebrity gossip, sex, Twitter rants, Instagram shade. Everything's going on up in the studio. I'm waiting on and Daya Morrell, Miss Odie, and Ari Good. So, welcome everybody to the show. Another Saturday night. And everything as usual. Looking through some of the stuff. We have huge stuff going on. As we all know, the hottest celebrity news of the week. We're going over that. Some of the Instagram stuff going on. Some of the Twitter stuff that's going on. And, of course, all of the topic for the week. So I'm waiting on my peoples, waiting on people in the sugar dish. While we're waiting to get all that together, we're going to go into craziness. Real-time celebrity news as it happens. You know, I got my Instagram up, Twitter page is up, so we can find out what's popping off here. 646-595-4038, anything this week that you want to talk about, you can call us up. Anything you want to comment on, you can call us up. I have Instagram popping now. So what we want to get started on, I want people to bring their comments. Was Chris Brown and the stalker that was. Chris Brown came home from Vegas celebrating fight weekend and his birthday weekend. to find someone in his house, laying in his bed, no clothes on. So, 646-595-4038, how does that happen? We're going to get into the young lady, what her name is, what exactly happened when Chris Brown came home, the Met Gala kicked off. It was a year ago today. The thing that popped off with Jay-Z, Solange, and Beyonce. So it's a year ago today, and what happened this year at the Met Gala? We'll also get into that. You know, not a lot of controversy, but there was a picture that hit the social media that everyone was talking about. It had a certain group coming. Had a certain stan group coming for this particular young lady. We get into that. We got to get into the Terrence Howard picture that got leaked. Everything that his wife was talking about, his extortion, extorting Terrence Howard. So we're going to get into that. All right, so 646-595-4038. Let's see. Waiting on my people to come through. We're going to bring down everything that happened this weekend. Or this week, not just this weekend. Instagram members, IG underscore Hot Sugar. So we're going to find out what's going on with that. When we come back, we're going to get into all that. 646-595-4038. It's Hot Sugar. We'll be back.
It's your song,
y'all know
what
it is.
Baby, this ain't tricking, we got sit. Order what you want at the bar, we pop sit. Hell or crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, this your song,
y'all know what it is.
We gon' get it up, up jumping. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking thumping. Hell or crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, this your song,
y'all know what it is.
Flashy doing my thing, seat down in the club making it rain, and gas in the VIP. When I step up in the club, all eyes on me. I hit the dance floor, do the swag on. Please excuse my hands, they get their grab on. 700 on the Prada, 20 for the make. Turn out to bump into me and make me spill my drink. Body full of rosé, check full of comma. Two stepping with a nigga, baby mama. But we can tell they don't want no drama. It's our block, gun stop. He gon' get one shot.
He gon' get it up, club jumping. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking, thumping. Head on crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, it's your song.
Y'all know what it is.
Baby, don't be taking, we got sick.
Yeah.
All of what you want, that's about we pop sick.
It's a lot of pretty things in there.
I see him, I do what he gon' do.
Y'all know what it is.
Everybody watching me. Nobody watching you. I could buy the bar, but you could only buy a shot or two. I'm a hustler, homie. I had the steam stopping too. I done sold a rocket too. I do what I gotta do. Get ladies up in VIP looking poppable. And I'll probably pop them all. Anything's possible. I'm so appealing that I'm feeling unstoppable. I feel like losing ain't option. That's when I spotted you. Who was so sexy? I said, forget the hotel. I'ma let you step in the crib. No, I won't give you breakfast today, but you can eat me for breakfast after we had sex.
We gon' get it up, club jumping. Shorty on the dance floor, shaking, thumping. Head all crazy, high heels on. Baby girl, it's your song. Baby, don't think that we got sick. All of what you want at the bar, we pop.
That's what this is over here. Hey, yo, see where you at? Do that.
Six, 646-595-4038. It is Hot Sugar, and welcome back. So we're going to dive into all this craziness. I got my main girl, Ari Good.
Going on.
Ari, let's see. So you're the first one in at about 11:08. That is not, now usually you're in.
Uh-huh.
You're running a little late tonight.
I am sitting here. I have a curling iron to my head. I'm supposed to be an hour away, 30 minutes ago. It's nuts. It's craziness.
Now, we're going to dive into this stuff, but what do you have? Do you have anything special kicking off tonight in your biz, handling your biz?
Not tonight. I mean, we have, so many clubs across the frickin' country. There's probably something going on, but nothing that I personally made my business this weekend. So I am just going out in the world as a civilian.
I'm just going out partying. So we're gonna dive into some of these things that's happening here. We have a lot of people. That, like I said, this is Radio Real Time, Hot Sugar, IG_HotSugar. So let's just start with probably the biggest story of the week, which followed. That was after I brag about telling y'all that Floyd Mayweather was going to win that fight. I want to dump, before we get into that, I want to get into what Chris Brown, who celebrated his birthday in Vegas, came home to a woman in his bed, no clothes on. Apparently, he broke into his house when he was not there and came home and found this woman naked. This woman who apparently had been making videos about Chris Brown that they found out later. Now, let me tell you, Ari, what happened. He came in. His car was vandalized. She wrote Miss Brown all over one of his cars. She also wrote I Love You over another car. She had cooked food and had left the dishes in the sink. And she was laying in his bed with no clothes on. And also, she threw, his daughter, Royalty, she threw Royalty's pictures in the garbage.
Damn. That seems more despicable than fucking spray painting up a Rolls Royce or a Bentley or whatever the fuck that nigga got.
Right. Now, my thing is this. I have to pull teeth to get these motherfuckers' emails. How are people getting into their homes? Like, what? Chris Brown, the first thing I would have done if I'm Chris Brown would fire my security as soon as I came home. How is it? We've seen this a lot. In 2015, everything's supposed to be so much safer, so much more technology. So it's, how is it that last week, I believe it was Selena Gomez, who has a stalker, who continuously stalks her. They put him in jail for, I believe, 90 days. He came out and did the same thing. I believe there was a dude who took the bus from Kansas City right to Rihanna's door, walked up on her porch, knocked on her door. I mean, how is this happening? What's going on with security? What's going on with, getting past a gated community? How are these people able to, how is she able to break into Chris Brown's house in 2015?
Well, that's an excellent question, because when I first heard the post, I was like, my aunt who lives in a projects has ADT, and don't nobody want nothing out that bitch's house. So it kills me how people that have millions of dollars worth of stuff in their homes just pretty much almost seems like they leave their doors unlocked, and just travel the world and expect shit to be okay. So that's where I'm confused. Even if you don't have, let's be real. Chris Brown's house is in the White House, so I'm not expecting 24-hour, Secret Service and shit outside that motherfucker. But I would expect him to have an ADT monitor and a code just to do beep, beep, boop, boop, beep. All right, I'll be back in 2 weeks, because all that shit could have been avoided once ADT realized somebody wasn't accessing the right, entering the right damn code.
Right, and then they're saying that, I read a lot of stories. They say, "Look, Chris Brown and his security returned home." What are you taking your? Okay, so you don't have home security. How are you taking your security with you? There was no security at the house, I believe, in this area. The only thing I could think of, and you probably brought it up, is they must in this area must really leave their doors open and expect. I don't know. Expect the neighborhood to look out for them. But Chris Brown has already pissed off a lot of neighbors. They see somebody going up in his house, and they none of them saying nothing.
Ain't nobody reporting shit. They're like, we hope that black bitch kills him.
So now, this girl, she actually, at first, the first thing people, she was supposed to have mental health issues, what they say. But
don't we all shit? I'm so tired of that excuse.
Exactly.
We're all fucking crazy.
She was charged with 3 felonies, but she's a college student. At the end of the day, they did not charge her with the 550 or whatever it's called, which is something to do with mental health. And she was her bail was set at $220,000. Her name is Amira Ayeb, and I think she's like Tunisian or something. She has all these crazy voodoo videos on YouTube, and but my question is this: if Chris Brown comes home from this weekend and he finds a bitch that look like Rihanna or Karrueche in his bed, naked, you think Chris Brown is reacting the same way? Will he come home seeing this crazy voodoo bitch in his bed?
Honestly, we know looks play a lot when it comes to a lot of shit in society. So, I mean, I think if it was a girl who kind of looked like Karrueche, he may kind of been a little bit slow to call the police, but then might have taken offense with it, be like, oh, wait a minute, this bitch tore up my shit. Oh, fuck this. You know, but he definitely probably would have, paused a minute just to, think about it.
So we have that. That was happening this week. A lot of crazy crap happened this week. Another thing, one of the big stories on our Instagram, you can check our Instagram out at IG_hotsugar, was it's a year ago now that of the Met Gala, and we all know that last year's Met Gala took place with Jay-Z and Solange. The big story was Jay-Z and Solange fighting in the elevator. So that's been a year ago.
Time flies.
Yeah, time really flies, right? So this year, Jay-Z, of course, was back at the Met Gala. Beyonce was much more candid than she's been. I think Beyonce, I don't know whether it's because of this title that's taking place, and she has to be much more promotional of herself to try to sell and get some more subscribers onto this thing, because she's been being very candid. She's been doing red carpets. Beyonce never does red carpets. She's been I remember the fight, the camera went across her during the Mayweather fight, and she was like, hey, everybody, and Jay-Z was like the only one saying, oh, no cameras. I don't want any cameras in my face. And, B was like, trying to wave just cameras and whatever. But what happened this time is Beyonce was being much more candid. She's doing photo shoots in New York this week. But we were looking for some sort of controversy, and finally, cameras found it. And it was Rita Ora who, this autobiography that's supposedly coming out, and because of the power and money Beyonce has, it may never come out. She may pay this nigga off and he just might disappear. But in this book, it's allegedly has that Jay-Z, has been caught by Beyonce, an affair with Rita Ora. So this picture has Rita Ora, you see Diddy's hand on Jay-Z's shoulder like he's talking to him, and Rita Ora is behind Jay-Z with her arms wrapped around the back of his waist, and Jay-Z is grinning up a storm. So the Beehive caught wind of that, and of course you know what they did, went and attacked Rita Ora's page. Instagram, whatever. So I put it up on Hot Sugar, and I just captioned it, "You ain't learned from last year's gala." So here is Rita Ora, another one of these artists of Jay's that there was rumors that he was messing with. Got her arms wrapped around Jay-Z's. Wait, now, of course, the people who tried to track him said, oh, she's like family, that's her boss. She probably just caught her in the moment. If you're Beyonce, okay, we don't know the type of understanding that Beyonce has, or as far as Rita Ora, what have you. If you are Beyonce and you happen to come into the crowd, and he did it out in the open, so obviously he didn't really think much of it, are you feeling disrespected, or are you just going to let it blow over, like, oh, that's just Rita Ora?
I mean, my thing is, I don't see how she could feel disrespected, because you guys have pretty much developed this public business marriage relationship kind of thing. And it'd be
right.
Different if it was like they were sitting next to each other and Rita Ora's hand was on Jay-Z's lap. Then it'd be like, whoa, wait a minute, that looks real cozy. But I personally have friends, where you come up behind me like, oh, hey, what's going on? And we all know that a picture is worth a million words. But...
Right.
you know, just because the reality is everybody knows Jay-Z steps out on his wife, it looks a little bit more, you know, it looks a little bit more shady, so to speak. But what kills me about Beyonce's beehive is the fact that these motherfuckers defend her like they'll ever be able to even fucking touch her or sit next to her, and that's what confuses the out of me.
And it's crazy because they'll, and like other people were saying, and like I put on the Hot Sugar blog, and once again, it's IG_HotSugar, I said, look at Jay-Z's face. It's not like Jay-Z is pushing her off. I mean, every single picture you saw, if you saw 10 pictures over this weekend with him and Beyonce, he may have been smiling in one of them. Every picture, he looked annoyed. Now, I don't know whether it was because of all the attention Beyonce was getting. I don't know if he wanted to really kind of lay low. It started with the fight. I don't know if he really wanted to kind of lay low, and Beyonce was kind of like engaging the paparazzi and engaging the pictures on. But he looked annoyed in every single picture, except for two. One picture with Rihanna, because he always smiling when he picture her, and this picture with Rita Ora. But every single picture
like
with your wife.
He looked in a deep combo with Diddy, so I don't know. Maybe Diddy was like, you know, after this shit, I'll fuck your dick, and maybe he made him smile. I don't fucking know.
Shade. No, say, that's not even shade. Shot fired. You hope I, you glad I got no gun. Shots fired. So,
He was cheesing, so, you know, and the reality is it doesn't matter who's standing behind you. Like,
right.
The way Rita Ora was touching him, unless her other hand we couldn't see was playing with his fucking balls, that's not
right.
Going to make somebody cheese that way. It had to be the conversation in front of him, and grown men don't really cheese and laugh at each other like that unless they're talking about basketball, money, or fucking each other. So I'll just throw those three things in the ring.
6-1-6. 595-4038. You are a nut job. Did you see the picture? So Terrence Howard, he has the most hardest luck with women. So,
that's what his ass gets. You know what? And not even because my brother, he's married to a white woman. My uncles, I got white aunts. Hell, my mother's half white. I ain't got shit against white people or people
right.
of other races. But
right.
black men always turn their back on their own race and then wonder why they get fucked the hardest. Tiger Woods learned. Terrence Howard learned. You know, he married fucking dim sum, you know, fried rice over there. And now the bitch is trying to, you know, extort his ass. And it's like, that's what your
right.
ass gets. A black woman would just take you for your fucking money. She ain't sitting there trying to ruin, you know, ruin your livelihood, and then that's how you know she don't care, because she's like, he stopped making money, I stopped making money. This bitch don't even care.
Right. See, apparently he put a story out saying that she's trying to extort him over his penis. Now, in the story that we put out on Hot Sugar, it was stated that, you know, his ex-wife is basically asked him, for some bread, ask him for the money, or have his money from Empire. She wants a percentage of the money he's getting from Empire, and or else she's going to put out there some genitalia pictures.
Is she? You know what? Even if he does have a little dick,
so
what? It's fucking Terrence Howard. He's still sexy as shit. But my thing is, was she co-creator? Did she help? You know, do whatever. Because my thing
she was not with him shooting in the gym, as Drake said.
And she was not with him shooting in the gym. And one thing I'm a firm believer is, I will take you for everything you got while we were together. But the reality is, anything you make after we're separated is off limits. Period.
Right.
But she's trying. You know, them Asian women, them bitches sneaky.
That's what she's trying to do. She's trying to get that bread because, you know, from Terrence Howard. And now this is his third wife, and he's had issues with all three of them.
Because he's yellow. Light-skinned niggas always have issues.
I'm telling you, light-skinned issues. You have Chris Brown with the issues he has.
Always. They're emotional, they're angry, and they don't know how to keep a relationship. Shit.
We have. And speaking of light-skinned dudes, it was rumored. I dropped the rumor. I dropped the story back during the Coachella festival that Drake and Rihanna, once again, was rekindling their friendship, their fuckship, whatever it may be. Now, there was a picture sent to me. No, it was actually a video of Drake and Rihanna together. You know, I believe it's in L.A. in some club. And what's funny is, I don't know whether this is just coincidence or whether this is something he likes about Riri, but every single time Riri dyes her hair red, you see her with Drake the next day.
Nigga loses his mind, boy. Oh, no, he's Canadian. They're
red. So maybe Drake says, you know, I want you to dye your hair red for me, because every single time there's a Riri and Aubrey sighting, I called her Aubrey, a Riri and Aubrey sighting, you know, she's got the red hair. And so now, also,
Drake and Rihanna, they just look like they just link up to have nasty, kinky, dirty sex, and I'd watch too. Like, I don't think they want anything from each other, just but to
right.
be really rough buddies. That's it. And, you know, more power to them.
I think that's what it is with them, too. I don't, for some reason, I just don't think they'll ever be together. But I do think that they will have kinky sex. It's Hot Sugar, 646-595-4038. We got Amber Rose to get into. We got Kylie finally admitting what we always knew anyway. And I spoke to a doctor. We spoke to Dr. Robbie off the air. And she says that there's something to, you know, all the way Beyonce's been acting lately. There's something to all the candidness, you know, of Beyonce. So we're going to get into that as well. When we come back, any questions, it's 646-595-4038. It's Heaven Hollywood and Ari Good. This is Hot Sugar, and we'll be right back if I can find a damn song.
Make it good. No independent shit.
Stop it.
I'm Holly Hood. Arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh.
Debo, take your pick. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe. Oh. Debris, I'm a dope model. Drop dead, poke body. Love pink, red bombshell. Luke's on my bottom, red long hair. Sex simple, should be on Jimmy Kimmel. Body change my name, Prince simple. In the club, with the D-Boys. E-Class, P-Boy. Yo, a suicide, A-O-D. I'm a knockout, K-O-D. Baby on the sheet, toilet stop, dude. And I don't think I'm a showstopper. Pretty girl rock, call it Karen Hilton. Pretty girl rock, call it Karen Hilton. Salt and blue, we don't do the heels in. Pretty girl brief, bitch, I'm her bazillion. I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Diva, take your pick. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I'm going blonde, I think I'm Marilyn. So I bought more Marilyn. Sexy meat, friend requests keep blowing up. Paparazzi snap it while my dress keep blowing up. Shake my jelly, French man in panties. Taking man into the game, looking great in panties. Had a 13, since I was 13. Now I'm 20, got them boys all thirsty. Where you cook, hold it up. It's toast to the bread that they throwing up. He say I'm the greatest of all time. He say I'm the finest of all fine. Got male groupies, who say she all mine? Got male groupies, who say she all mine? These ain't Giuseppe's, that's what I call blind. You getting more paper than me, that's what I call line. I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Diva, take your pick. Such a queen, check a bow of lipstick. Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Marilyn, Monroe. The money fast, cause she shit the ass slow. She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
She white girl with it, get the cash flow.
Bet I be the best rep when we get to the club. Black shades on my eyes, you can't even see her. Now you see me on your iPad, holding Brie up. Why you showing all your homies like, damn, you see her? I'm Holly Hood, arrogant, don't I look good? Marilyn Samoa lipstick, Marilyn Monroe, Marilyn Monroe. Oh.
646-595-4 Ari, you cannot tell me that song is not hot.
No, I like that song. I'm just, you know what it is? I'm just so, probably because a lot of indies right now are trying to mimic the shit that's on the radio, that it just hurts my nerve.
That is true. Yeah, that is, I like, you know, indie stuff that is hot. You know what I mean? I thought that was very original. I like that joint. Shout out to, I forgot her name. I don't remember for it. She's actually on that, on one of those mini reality shows that's on, the that Hip Hop Divas, I believe it is. So she's on. I have to remember her name, but shout out to her. So Kylie Jenner, I guess we figuring out, after all these people doing this stupid shit, putting their lips in these plungers and whatever else they were doing, and making their lips big and swelling their lips up, trying to get their lips like Kylie Jenner. Because Kylie went out and told people months ago that it was just makeup. And it was to a certain way she did her makeup. So,
and all the makeup in the world.
So these people were going out, damaging their face, putting their lips inside, you know, glasses for an hour, and then pulling the glass, suctioning it, and swelling their lips up. But so Kylie Jenner came out on Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She pretty much confessed to what we always knew, and she used lip fillers for her lips. Now,
my thing is, why? I mean, my only thing is, I hate when celebrities try to, you know, treat the public like they're idiots. It's like, people, you grew up with the Kardashian show, so people know what you look like before you started having work done. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, it's the way I wear my blush that makes my cheeks look fuller. Like, bitch, where they sell that shit at? Because a whole bunch of motherfuckers will be in line trying to buy it. Like, it's bullshit.
Right. I'm thinking to myself, did she just do that because she, of course, everything's about business when it comes to Kris Jenner. She probably said, don't. You know, it's going to be on the show, so don't talk about it. But when she saw these stupid-ass kids, and trust me, I don't want to blame Kylie Jenner for it. It's not her fault that we got idiots out there. But the moment she said, you know, the moment she saw that, these fans trying to copy what she's doing, I guess she really didn't say anything because it was coming up on the show. You know, the Kardashians are always about money first. And Kris probably said, don't say shit. You know what I mean? Just allow them to keep the foam in their face.
Like, oh, it's my lip gloss. It's popping, literally.
Popping them lips up. So, my girl Amber Rose, we knew sooner or later. First thing is, Amber, after begging and crying and pleading and how much she loves Wiz and she wants to get back with Wiz, and as soon as Wiz threw her the old, why don't we just be parents? A week later, here she is now, arm in arm with, what's the white rapper? Machine Gun Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
So now, that's who she's been seen with, that they've been walking hand in hand, arm in arm. And she was also on, I saw her on some website talking to Blac Chyna. And she was talking in, like, this Jamaican. This is the first time I've ever heard her do this. She was talking in, like, some Jamaican accent. And she was saying something about, oh, how her rude boy fucked her so good. And it just came out. It just seemed like she was trying to say that because everyone saw her with Machine Gun Kelly. It's like, now she's trying to vouch for his street cred. Like, the rude boy fucked me so good and rude. Something she said in this stupid-ass accent. I've never heard her talk like this before. So, anyway, she went on stage a couple of nights ago, and Kanye, the DJ was playing Kanye West. She made the DJ stop the record and say, oh, enough of playing guys that I used to fuck. And she says, oh, let's get back to some real artists who write their shit. Now, listen, that sounds like to me that 30 Showers comment, it still got her feeling some type of way. Because if there's one thing I know about Kanye, And maybe now, of course, as they all get richer and more busy, everybody has a writing team pretty much now.
Absolutely.
I mean, so because you don't have the time, like, to do what you used to do. Anyway, but one thing I know for a fact about Kanye West is Kanye West, when he came, at least came into the game, first couple of, and you could see where his material changed. First couple of albums, Kanye West was writing those songs. And I believe that's Amber, that's with Sour Grapes, because that I had to take 30 Sour's comments, still got her feeling some type of way. And then, of course, the next day she says, oh, next time when I'm drunk, people need to stop me from saying things that I'm saying. You know, so she pulled the old out, blame it on the alcohol comment. What do you think of that that pettiness by Amber Rose? And how much validation do you give to that statement she made?
I don't give any. You know, obviously, just say what you want about Kanye. When it comes to lyrics, you know, that's one thing you can be like, dude, the fucking beast.
Right.
Obviously, his content and his material changes as he started to get further in the industry, because he's no longer who he was on all the mixtapes and all that other bullshit.
Right.
He'd be retarded to keep rapping about fucking college and all this other bullshit when dude ain't been there or haven't had anything to do with it in almost a fucking decade. He'd be retarded. Like, that's why sometimes I'm surprised Ross's career goes for so long, but as long as there's dope boy, so, you know, he'll be good for a while.
Right.
You know, shit, you know, it's the evolution, but I really think that she's kind of in a period right now where she's just trying to find a place. And I don't mean,
right,
like a home, because, you know, she has a home, she has whatever, but right now she's in an emotional state where it's just like she's all over the place. She's erratic, and unfortunately there's some shit that she says and she does that even if it was genuine the day before, it kind of contradicts anything because people are like, no, the bitch is just a fucking hot mess.
Right. That's a good point, too. She's right now, you know, because of the whole Wiz, you know, the thing with Wiz fell through. And then I remember she latched on to James Harden from the Rockets. And then that lasted about a month. And James Harden pretty much told the world, like, nah, that's not, you know, that's not.
No,
the
you
vibe,
know what happens?
The vibe, I don't want.
You know, it doesn't matter how much money you have. You know, a train wreck's a fucking train wreck. She's no different than a fucking chick in the hood who works her way around the fucking, you know, who works her way around the fucking city. She's just more well-known. You know, women, you know, honestly, we do erratic things where we have broken hearts and then we want to, you know, go out and do the most to try to make whoever we want to really be with feel some kind of way, not realizing how silly it makes you look. So Amber Rose ain't no different than no chick from fucking Miami, Uptown, California. You know, she's in her feelings right now, but she's making a bigger mess than, you know, than she really needs to be.
Right. Good point. So she made the comment, like I said, then she did, of course, take back, you know, what she said. Really quickly, we have to get into, even though last week we didn't do the show, we have to get into this topic just real quick because we have to touch on it, because it was casted as the fight of the century. A lot of people was upset, but I'm gonna be honest with you. That fight went exactly the way I predicted it that night on Hot Sugar on the phone. I just saw. See, the thing is, you can't be mad at Mayweather because that's how Mayweather fights. If you go on YouTube and replay every fight he's ever had, it looked exactly like last Saturday night. I mean, so, and that is because Mayweather is really, you know, people say, well, you know, all he does is run, and, you know, why doesn't he fight? And it's funny because Mayweather garnishes this response every time. Everyone says, oh, this is the night. This is going to be the night he loses. You know, when he fought Sugar Shane, I'm tuning in because this is the night that he's losing. He's going to lose tonight. And then when he beat Sugar Shane, oh, he never fights anybody. I mean, and then they do the same thing with they did it with Canelo Alvarez, who actually knocked out somebody tonight. And with Canelo Alvarez, they did with Oscar De La Hoya. Then they, of course, oh, Pacquiao, that's the guy he's been running from, and that's the guy who's gonna beat him. He's gonna end his record, he's gonna end his gold streak. Pacquiao's gonna one that makes. He's gonna make Mayweather fight because Mayweather's able to run from everyone and Pacquiao throws punches and bunches and bunches and crunches and he cuts your ring off and then when he beats Pacquiao and then they say, he waited too long to fight him. He's old. So that's why I said I was not surprised. I was surprised on the way Pacquiao was fighting. That's why I tell people, if you want to be mad at anyone, you should be mad at Manny Pacquiao. Don't be mad at Floyd Mayweather because he's not going to fight and be, that's not what he is. He's not going to go out there and attempt to knock Manny Pacquiao out just to satisfy you guys.
My thing is, what people need to realize, there are no true heavyweights anymore. Like,
right.
Really think about that shit. When I was in Boston a couple of years ago visiting my mother, I ran into the guy, the big Irish boy who knocked out Tyson. It was like one of his last fucking fights. And I met him. And when I tell you this motherfucker, now mind you, I'm only 5 feet.
Right.
This motherfucker was close to 7 feet tall, and his hand, when he shook my hand, literally went up my wrist. Like, and all I kept thinking was when I realized who he was, I said, I would never want this motherfucker to punch me in my face because I would die. Like,
right.
But to know what a true heavyweight looks like in fucking person, I was like,
absolutely.
They don't make fighters like that anymore. They're not.
Right.
They need to start breeding the motherfuckers like they do cows and chickens and shit. But until they do, the state of boxing is the state of boxing. And the reality is, love Floyd, hate Floyd, he knows how to turn conflicts into currency, and you motherfuckers are going to keep paying on hoping on seeing him get beat and he doesn't lose, and
right.
Then he's still richer and y'all still better.
Right. That's what I'm saying. They're perfect. And I do remember, it's funny, I was just looking at Tyson's Wikipedia, and I'll remember the guy's name when I see it, but you're right, he knocked Tyson out. And he was a big dude. And you're right, because Floyd is no bigger than me. You know, no bigger than a lot. Floyd's only about 5'6" and a half, 5'7". You know, I believe he's listed 5'8". He's about 5'8". He's what, 147 pounds? My dick's 147 pounds. I mean, that's...
Shut up!
Floyd is not a big dude. I mean, but... You know, he knows how, like you said, he knows how to box, and he is a master marketer. He's a master promoter because, like you said, he's going to get you tuning in because if either you love him or you say, I want to tune in, this is the night I want to see his ass get knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee,
you know what, and I don't know if that night's ever going to happen, but if it does, at the end of the day, he's going to walk away with a lot of fucking money, and you
right.
motherfuckers are still going to be broken bitter, and that's one thing. People don't realize when celebrities, they may take a minute and be like, you know, that was fucked up. I feel like the public's against me, but when they're fucking on a private yacht in, you know, France and all these other places, they ain't thinking about the broke bitch in Brooklyn who fucking tweeted their ass talking shit.
Right.
They're not, so it is what it is.
Broke and bitter. I like that. Not just broke. Broke and bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I don't care.
646-595-4038. Really quickly, and tonight is a topic. We'll get into a topic because we hear this a lot. We hear the complaints a lot. Why can't I find I'm 35. Why can't I find somebody? Why can't I find a good man? Most of the time it's women. But there are some men out there that say, why can't they find a good woman? So tonight I just thought, Ari, since you are a woman of stature and of the world and know a lot of different things and been a lot of different places, I'm sure you can help these people. You know, we have to help the people who are single but not by choice. You know, there's a lot of people that's out there that are single, but and then there's some women that say they're single by choice, but they're not. But they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they just want you to think that, oh yeah, I'm single by choice. You know, so
mm-hmm. And it's like, bitch, don't nobody want you.
That's AKA nobody wants me. Listen, but we have to get to the people who is Well, singer says, why can't I find even men? Now, in this day and age, women still outnumber men. I don't know whether that is a factor, because women are, you know, outnumber the men. But I also think, and you can tell me whether you agree, women have to get the true definition of what they feel a good man is. Is he what you're looking for, a rich man that can provide for you? That doesn't mean he's a good
man. That's mainly what they want, because honestly, I'm fucking tired of doing everything by my goddamn self, too. So that's the reality of it is, because you got some real fucking otsy-fossy broke motherfuckers who would be excellent boyfriends, but at the end of the day, can they take me to dinner? Nope, I don't want him. Oh, can he get me shoes? Nope, I don't want him. Oh, can he help me pay my rent? Nope, he's so close with his mama. Nope, I don't want him. So there are some good men, but women really just want somebody because they live off of these reality TV shows or all this other bullshit.
Right.
Where they see these women with men who are taking them shopping and traveling and everything. One, bitch, you got to be in the environment to meet them motherfuckers. That's one. Sitting in your goddamn house or on your stoop or with your raggedy-ass girlfriends ain't going to cut it, because really, fucking Rico Love's going to drive down your goddamn street and pick you up, put you in a Bentley? I don't think so. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is put yourself out there. If you're always just going to the same clubs and the same cities and doing whatever, the reality is men don't really meet the women that they plan on getting serious with in a club. Same way you don't go to a club to do business. You go to have a good time. You go there to stunt. You go there to, you know, act a damn fool.
Right.
You know, so it's more so just kind of breaking their regular, you know, their regular activities or whatever the hell you call it, and more so just kind of opening up, because you need to be happy with you before you think somebody else is going to come step in and be your knight in shining armor. And that's all you bitches want.
So change, okay, so the first thing you want to do, you have to change where you go. You have to change your environment. You have to change your routine. You know, stop, get your head out of Love and Hip Hop every Monday night or whatever and go. You know, go out to the places, you know, that if you, and but then again, it goes back to what you, you know, what you said. Because I know a lot of females who have those guys, but then get surprised when they get cheated on or getting beat or
whatever.
Well,
yeah, because the reality is, being with men like that or men with money, period, it's a fucking lifestyle. Bitch, you ain't the only one attracted to him or his goddamn money. That's why a lot of men, you'll find out, oh, no, they're married, but you know what, their wives, they're like, listen, my house is paid for, my kids are straight, this, that, and the other. You can have as many side chicks as you want as long as, you know, my fucking credit cards keep swiping. It's a lifestyle to be with men like that, and not a lot of women can, you know, fucking handle it. And unfortunately, the ones who think that they're reaping the benefits, you know, their girlfriend number 12 in city number 53, and, you know, the person really reaping the benefits is the guy's wife at home.
Good point. And so I would say that, and like I said, in their mind, they have a good man because their bills are paid, they're not, you know, they're like you said, their credit card keeps swiping, they don't go hungry, their cable's never off. You know, their bank account is full. He comes home and gives her lump sum every week, you know, prior to him going out and throwing his thousand up in the strip club. You know, she's already got her $4,000. You know, so like I said, I believe it is you have to get your definition down of exactly what you want, because if you, it's like dating, like you said, it's a lifestyle. It's like dating a drug dealer. It's like dating someone. It's in the mafia. It's like dating an athlete. You know,
and the reality is, energy begets energy, and also true confidence really outshines people who act like I'm the shit, girl. Nothing fazes me, whatever, whatever. Because motherfuckers who play the game can see a bitch who acts like she's in control of her life and her emotions and what she does. And can see, oh, no, trust me, I'll break her in 2 weeks. And that's the same bitch who was screaming Miss Independent in the club or whatever, doing her thing, not going to class, sitting in the house looking crazy, texting him all hours of the night, you know, because he broke her, because the reality was she wasn't secure with her own shit from the gate. They can see that shit a mile away.
So that's another thing that, ladies, that you have to be I can't find a good man. Why? Okay, number one, because you do the same damn thing every day, every week. You don't change. You don't break your routine. You don't go places where men that you consider good men hang at. Number two, you show no security, and like you said, men can see that a mile away. They can see what woman is confident in their self, and what woman has the attitude, you know what, you know, you can get with this or not. It's your loss if you don't, but either way, I'm going to be good. I mean, so
basically, I mean, you gotta have your own before you can sit up there and expect somebody else to give you the fucking world. Because I know plenty of women who have everything, walk-in closets full of anything you could ever think of, this, that, and the other. But one thing the public doesn't see is the bullshit that they have to put up with that man. You know,
right.
So that's why you gotta be secure with you, because you can only sell your soul for so many fucking red bottoms before all of a sudden you're empty.
And it's like, and it's funny. Speaking of, since we brought up Floyd Mayweather probably is a good example. Because, you know, when Miss Jackson broke up with Floyd Mayweather and left him, got Vanilla, everybody said, oh, you're crazy. Look at this, because she used to always show her closet, and it was full of Birkin bags and red bottoms and all these different fine jewelries and bags and clothes and shoes and clothes that still got the tags on them. And everybody said, oh, you're crazy to leave Floyd Mayweather with Floyd Mayweather, all the stuff that, you know, that you got with him. But it is true. From the things that had been said, like I said, and I don't know for a fact, but I have heard a lot of things from people who knew him for years, been around him, that, you know, he probably is not the best guy, you know, outside of the ring. He's not really a good guy. I mean, so you're right. A lot of BS goes along, you know, with those Birkin bags and those red bottoms. I mean, so
yep.
You have to also, we have to say that. You have to know, you have to be knowing what you're getting into. How much are you willing to go through? I think,
and unfortunately, a lot of women find out way too fucking late.
Okay. And Dan Morrell joins us here and, as we're about to go off the air. And Dan.
Hey, guys. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I'm late joining you guys, but I've been, been out because I have some things going on.
Okay.
She just got bailed out of jail.
I can talk, but I can't talk, so it's kind of weird for me to
told
talk
you,
to
told you.
She got bailed out of jail. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Right.
So,
it hurts when I talk a little bit, so don't laugh.
So you just bailed out. Okay, it's okay. You have to meet with your parole officer.
I feel better, though. I'm way better. Okay. And if anybody is wondering, I don't want people to think I'm beat up or something. I got some teeth surgery, so I did my teeth over, and so I'm kind of recovering from that. So that's why I can't be a big mouth tonight. So sorry, guys.
That is okay. Okay, so she didn't get bailed out. Though. Then again, the teeth could just be a cover up. But at any rate, you don't have to talk. We'll finish up talking. We were just into the topic. We went
Yay.
Over all
Thank
the
Thank you.
All
I'll
the
be
things.
Back next week.
No problem.
Okay.
So that's and there she had to just check in and let everybody know why she was not here. Miss OD has no excuse. So when we see her, I'm gonna give her the business. So anyway, I'm now as far as guys go. Now you hardly hear that. Everyone doesn't expect, you know, to hear that. Guys say, well, you know, all of the good women are they're with bad boys or they're with drug dealers, and you know, they're not going to give you a chance because they're locked into a lifestyle with a drug dealer, happy or unhappy. Number one, they're scared he's going to bust their ass if he finds out that she's with someone else. But what's your advice, and I'll give mine as well, for men who are looking for a good woman. And I'm going to start with my advice is, it's kind of the same thing. Don't try to find a no club. But a lot of people say, well, you know, a lot of women, they go to the club. How about this, Ari, and see if you agree with me. If you're going to find a chick in the club, She has to be the third, fourth string. That's like the fourth girlfriend of the crew. Because you know the first one is the leader. She's probably the one that looks the best. She's probably the one that got the most dudes. She's got the most numbers in her phone. She's probably the one that is out every single weekend, you know, or going to Miami or going to Bahamas with different dudes. That's the first string. The one behind her is when the leader can't come to the club with the girls, then that second one is like the takeover girl. She's like second in charge. Go to like the fourth string, you know, because she's, you know, kind of like she's going along because, you know, she feels secure with her girlfriends there, and there won't be that much attention on her, you know, you know, because these other three are attracting the attention. Can you find, you know, just going to the regular club, just how you said for girls to, you know, yeah, find those type of things in the club, can you find that good girl? What's your advice? You're a good woman. What would be your advice to men on how they could pick, how they could get with you?
Shit. Oh, honey, I'm a good woman from trial and error. Let's just put it that way. I've been known to wreck some shit. honestly, you know, you actually want to hear something, and truth and honestly, especially when I lived in Vegas and I was back in Boston in my hometown, go to the clubs with my girlfriend all the time. And one thing I can say is there is not an ugly fucking chick in the bunch. And
right.
Some groups of friends, there's like one girl where you're like, all right, well, you know, let's just put a little bit more makeup on Keisha and drag her out to the club. When I tell you, you know, I would honestly consider myself the ugly duckling out of the bunch of my friends.
Wow.
When we would go to the clubs, nobody would fucking hit on me. It would be ridiculous. I still would dance and party and have a good time, but nobody would ever approach me in the club. Never. So honestly, no. I couldn't tell you because a bunch of motherfuckers probably kicking themselves now because, you know, we're making six figures here, but, you know, too bad cause you didn't want to talk to me then, but you want to talk to me now kind of thing. But, yeah, shit happens, you know. Guys just, you know, it's the same with girls. Guys will see one person and be like, oh, I'm going to go for her because I like light-skinned girls with long hair. I don't like dark, you know, darker-skinned girls with long hair. I like light. So then they always go with light. And the light-skinned girls are always like, oh, well, you know, I always have a bunch of niggas coming my way anyway, so you become a dime a dozen for them. So I say guys need to do the same thing girls do and really just kind of observe what's in your immediate vicinity because 9 times out of 10, you already have somebody who is really interested in you. You just don't feel like they're good enough for you, and then you end up playing yourself.
Good point. As funny as it seems, Cat Stacks, of all people, said something very, very true on Twitter today, and I was shocked to hear. I follow her pages, and ironically, when you get past all the BS and all the she really puts some.
What's her tagline? Anyway, though.
Yeah. Anyway, though. she said, "There's nothing wrong with your dick having a little having some standards." I mean, and that. It's true, like what you just said. Have some standard, dude. Guys, it's not that you know they feel as though, oh, you know, guys, their whole reputation is, oh, they just gotta fuck anything and everything, and you know the hot chicks. Nothing wrong with having some standards. Like, you know what, you know, the whole block done ran up in that. You know, I don't want to get.
Yeah, and the thing about it is,
my friend,
you know, think about it. The one thing that if you want her and a million other guys want her, find out what she has to truly offer. I mean, it's great, and I'm not knocking this, you know, because I've made a comment like this before in a conversation. People are like, God, Ari, you're such a fucking bitch. And I'm like, no, but what does somebody have to offer besides looking cute in a club and being a fucking check-in nurse at a hospital? You know, back home, a lot of fucking people that I know work at this little city hospital. They're good jobs, but it's like, where does that cookie cut break? You know what I mean? So it's like, what is this, somebody who wants to open her own business, or, you know, or is she just kind of like living life, you know, just wake up, go to work,
hook up with a girlfriend, cook dinner for her kids, go to the club, wake up, go through life, cook dinner for her kids, hook up with a girlfriend, go to the club? Or is it somebody who's like, you know what, babe, I think I want to, you know, actually start saving so we can travel and do whatever? Guys go based upon what looks good, and then you find out there's no fucking substance and more so just a broken fucking machine just on autopilot.
Wow. Well, this good stuff, this was Hot Sugar. We're going to probably next week probably pick this up. Ari won't be with us next week, but we're going to pick up part two and get you the people out there and stop being lonely and miserable. We have to get you guys going. The summer's coming. You know, you got to be out there. You know, you got to be in it to win it.
It's sundress season, bitches. Get them on.
Yes,
just no jersey dresses.
Thank you, Ari, for tuning in. We're signing off for Nday Amorel, Miss OD. This has been Hot Sugar. Follow us on Instagram. It's IG_HotSugar. I'm Heaven Hollywood. I'll see y'all next week. Bye.